Hello, welcome. You're listening to Feed, Play, Love, a bite-sized parenting podcast, a place you can find advice, understanding, and support as you care for your small humans. I'm Siobhan Hunt. It's something that most of us strive for, but how often have you thought about what it actually takes to be a good parent? Is it making nutritious meals every night, turning up to every dance recital and staying up late to finish that paper mache volcano? Or is it more about the qualities you embody when you parent? Bronwyn Mandel is the founder of Mum Life and a mum of three. She has some ideas on the qualities that all good parents have. Hi, Bron. How are you?
Hi, Chef. Very well, thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
Yes. Now, these qualities that you're talking about, this article you wrote for Mum Life, I understand they've helped you as well as being good for your kids. Why is it important that it's also good for the parent, not just for how we raise our children?
Well, I think the number one reason is I think you can really only be a good parent if you're a good person. So I'm definitely not one of those mums that has a lot of guilt about putting myself first, etc. I think I've always kind of known that my kids get the best of me when I feel that I'm at my best. So any characteristics for me that are going to be about being a good parent are also going to take into account that parent themselves. It's not just about what you give your kids, it's kind of what you're giving yourself, to get through it.
Because you also talk about how you're kind of raising yourself at the same time as you're raising your kids, which I really love that idea. Because we're not finished pictures, are we, when we start parenting?
Definitely not, and certainly not in the early days. You know, we kind of still kids ourselves. I think that, you know, we grow along with our children, and I mean the biggest life lessons I've learned from my kids. So naturally that's going to mean that as a person I'm forever growing, and we need to take a step back and realize that we're actually raising ourselves along with raising the kids, and therefore need to give space to considering ourselves and how we are in the world.
Well, let's go through some of your key qualities. Talk to me about patience.
Well, I had zero patience when I became a mother, and very quickly learned that if you're going to make it through those early years, you're going to have to develop a really strong, I'm all my kids are teens now, but I'm not one of those mums that ever thinks that, it's harder now than it was then. I'll never forget the newborn days with my firstborn and what that took out of me. But what it gave me was this fortitude of patience. I surprised myself with how patient I could be with my newborn, with my baby, when I was impatient with everything else in my entire world up until that point. And the thing is, it was a big lesson straight away. I had a non-sleeper. I'm sure lots of parents can relate to how much patience you need when your child does not sleep. But what it actually taught me very quickly in the parenting thing was that if you can't fight it, you know, you've got to go along with it. And I think that's what patience basically is. It's acceptance. It's this is where I am at this particular point in time, and this is all I have to do, is be with this child. And, that was a massive lesson, and one in, in valuing the moments, and one in living in the present, a bit of mindfulness, all wrapped up in patience for me.
Yeah. Well, you also say fortitude is important, and I think it's my favourite quality that you talk about, because I feel like it's the one that people don't celebrate enough, because you might be told it's going to be really hard when you become a new parent, but they don't say, but you toughen up, you get better at the relentlessness of it all. You grow resilience in a way. What does fortitude mean for you?
Yeah, you do. And honestly, when I was considering the characteristics and values that I thought made a good parent, I was tossing up between fortitude and resilience, because most people think, oh, resilience, you need to bounce back and all that. But I was actually thinking, you actually need something more than resilience, and that is, to me, what fortitude is. And that is that sort of strength of knowledge that it is going to get better, that you can weather this storm. Whereas resilience is a little bit more like, oh, I'm down with the chips, but I'm going to bounce back. This is actually just accepting the chips for what they are, you know, and realizing I can stick it out in this moment. I don't have to be comfortable. I don't have to be loving it. I can do this, you know. And to me, that is a very necessary aspect of good parenting throughout the entire parenting cycle up to date. I've got a 17-year-old, so I'm 17 years in, and being a person of fortitude has weathered me through many, many storms.
And you may not think that you have it. So I wouldn't have necessarily thought it was a quality I had, but the very fact that, you know, my daughter who didn't sleep through for a very long time, you know, the fact that I got up to her every day, the fact that I put one foot in front of the other, I mean, that is something that I feel like as a parent, you just have to have it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, like, I think any parent could reflect on where they are and where they've come through in their parenting and realize, wow, you know, I really do have such a lot of fortitude. I have stuck things out. I've made things work and I have plowed on regardless, you know. That sort of depths of despair that you feel as a parent sometimes, so you honestly don't know, I can't do this. You think, I can't. And yet you do. Yes. That's fortitude to me.
Yeah, I love that. That's my favorite quality. Of course, I do love the next one as well, which is kindness. But I like in particular what you say about kindness, and that is that it is actually a practice, like it's something that we can develop and grow. Can you talk a bit about that for me?
Yeah, for sure. You know, parents always say that they want to raise kind kids, and 100% on board with that. But, you know, in the idea of raising ourselves, I want to raise a kind me. And in order to do that, I want to practice kindness towards my children as well as showcasing to them what kindness, you know, is and what they need to do out in the world and all that kind of thing. And that's just for those little things that we do just because we love our kids. You know, that's kindness to me. It could be a very simple thing. It could be a very big thing. But it's those little tiny things that show our kids, I see you. I like you. And I want the best for you, you know, and I really think it's incredibly important.
Yeah. And it's something you say just to be conscious of is sort of the start of the practice.
To notice things about our children is probably the kindest thing that we can do for them. Our kids are constantly wanting our approval for things, and it's really nice when we notice things and we say that we're seeing them without them even having to say, look at me, Mum, look at me. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, I saw how you did that for your sister. That's a really nice thing to do. Or, wow, you know, look how well you just ran that race today or whatever it happens to be. I mean, it's those tiny little moments that all add up that I think is what kindness is above praise or any of the other kind of qualities that we talk about.
You talk about creativity being an important kind of quality to have in your parenting and with your children. How do you see creativity being a part of family life?
I think the number one thing, the reason I chose this above many other things is because if we want to meet our children where they are, then we need to kind of embrace our own creativity. Because kind of kids exist in a whole world of bright, colourful, creative, you know, an incredible world. And a creative parent is one that can kind of meet them there, can match them, can enhance their creativity. And I just think it allows kids to then be themselves in a way that a lack of creativity just doesn't. And it gives them an opportunity to kind of engage family life in a way that they want to, that they get to put their stamp on routines and all the things that families do.
So if a kid says, hey, I want to have pasta pizza night every Wednesday, and you think, okay, let's just put that in our routine. Is that what you mean, sort of being flexible?
Yeah, that kind of routine of creativity. Yeah, that sort of thing. But I think what it is also, creativity allows a family to express themselves in their own way and to become their own entity and do things differently that just suits them, a bit quirky, a bit us. So therefore it really enhances the ritual of family and the memories of family and feeling a part of a family. So creativity is wrapped up in all of that for me, that sense of belonging, that sense of identity that a child has through their family and through their parents. Creativity is what brings all that together and creates a really nice little nest for them.
Now, the final one you talk about is a big one, humour. You are a very funny woman, Bron, but it's not all. You are a funny woman, but sometimes things aren't so funny. It can be hard to find the humor in certain situations.
Things are incredibly not funny in family life so very often, which is kind of why you have to find the humor, because I don't know about you, but I don't really like existing in the depths of despair. As I've been when you're there, it's pretty awful. But if you can learn to kind of have a laugh about it, just honestly, the amount of times my husband and I, and also the kids as they've gotten older, would just burst out laughing at how utterly, well, I don't think I can swear, but you know what I mean, how utterly awful things are. It saved us many, many times to be able to just go, you know what, this is terrible, and it's hilariously terrible, you know?
Yeah. And it's a big one. It's a big one that gets you through. Having a good laugh can just change everything.
It does. It brings back the levity to life. And you know what? I think really just as importantly, and so many of us parents need to hear this, it stops us from taking the whole thing so seriously. Because parenting is so damn serious these days. But it's kind of not actually, you know. We're just here to have a good life. And humour, I think, reminds us that, gosh, you know, it doesn't really matter. The kids, I can attest to this, the kids will grow up regardless of what you do or don't do. And therefore, you know, it's good to just kind of have a bit of a laugh about it along the way, I think.
Oh, I love that. And I'm going to end on that note because I'm going to take that into my day. Bronwyn, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Chef.
That's Bronwyn Mandil. She's the founder of Mum Life. Make sure you check out the notes in this episode to read more of her work. Feed, Play, Love is a Babyology podcast produced and presented by me, Siobhan Hunt. I'd love to hear from you, so if you'd like to get in touch, email me at feedplaylove@theparentbrand.com.au. See you next time.